Atem Nitzavim Hayom, Kam Tzazar Kaddish is referring to Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, everyone is standing in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, whether it be the Ziknechem Shotrechem, or whether it be the Chotev Yitzecha until the Shoev Emecha. So I think there's three questions that we can ask on the words of the Zohar Kaddish. Question number one, what's the significance of the fact that Atem Nitzavim Hayom is a reference to Rosh Hashanah? The second question we can ask is, why is it that the Torah uses a lashon of Nitzavim? What's the significance of Nitzavim as opposed to Omdim? And three, we can ask, why is it that the Torah specifically specifies that the bris that Hashem makes at this point includes every single Jewish person, from the leaders of the Jewish people to the water carriers and those who chop wood? So in order to understand this, let's try just differentiate between the word Nitziv and the word Oymed. So Volpiansky likes to explain that the significance of the word Nitziv is that it means a pillar or ramrod straight, as opposed to Oymed, which means just standing. Let's give an analogy to try to understand this. So imagine a person who's walking 100 miles north, and he starts just a little bit off in the beginning. His angle is just a little bit off at the beginning. So in the beginning of his journey, he's not going to notice the fact that he's off. But when he's 100 miles later, he's going to be completely off from where he wants to be. And the same thing is true when it comes to Rosh Hashanah and the rest of the year. That if a person's not ramrod straight, if a person's not completely aligned for Kaddish Baruch and Rosh Hashanah, they're just slightly off at the beginning. So at the beginning of the year, they're not going to notice the fact that they're off. But once it's much later down the road, much later in the year, they're going to be completely off from where they want to be. So when the Torah says Atem Nitzavim Hayom, it's hinting to Rosh Hashanah in the sense that we have to be Nitzavim, we have to be completely straight, ramrod straight on Rosh Hashanah, we have to be completely aligned for Kaddish Baruch and Rosh Hashanah. Because if we're not completely aligned at the beginning, then we're going to be completely off much later down the line. And I think of this, we can also understand why it is that the Torah specifies that every single Jewish person is included in this bris. Because when it comes to the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every single Jew has their role to play, and every single Jew needs to realign themselves with Hashem. So it's not only the leaders of Klal Yisrael that have to realign themselves with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but also the women, the children, the water carriers, the woodcutters, every single Jewish person has their role to play and they need to fulfill and realign their values with that of a Kaddish Baruch Hu as well. And for this reason, I think we can also explain that Rosh Hashanah specifically comes before Yom Kippur, because if you sell Salant and Achon and all bothered, it shouldn't be that Yom Kippur will come before Rosh Hashanah in the sense that we should be cleansed from our sins. And then a few days later, we'll proclaim HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Malchus. Why do we proclaim Hashem as King on Rosh Hashanah, and then a few days later, we ask for forgiveness? So this idea in mind, I think we can answer the question very nicely, because the purpose of Rosh Hashanah is to reorient and redirect ourselves. So before a person's able to do tshuva on Yom Kippur and receive the kapar through the on Yom Kippur, the person first needs to reorient themselves in Rosh Hashanah in the right direction in order that they will be able to do tshuva later. So the significance of the avodah of Rosh Hashanah is an avodah reorienting, realigning ourselves with what Hashem wants. Atem Nitzavim Hayom, it's the ramrod straight, it's the complete realignment of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And once a person does that in Rosh Hashanah, then hopefully that realignment, reorienting will last that person for the rest of the year, and they're going to be completely aligned with what Hashem wants them to do for the rest of the year.